All right, our reading is taken from Psalm number 28, starting at verse number 7. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped and my heart exults. And with my song I give thanks to him." Amen. Now turn to your neighbor, grab your neighbor by the hand, look your neighbor square in the eye. Grab your neighbor by the hand, look your neighbor square in the eye, and say, "Neighbor, stewardship is about me. Neighbor, stewardship is about me." Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "Stewardship is About Me." Now, we will be touching on this for at least the next few months, dealing with stewardship. But we also don't want you to think that we are forgetting about our theme for the year, because it's tied into our theme for the year. And our theme for the year is, "I'm God's." Now, but before we can really talk about stewardship, there's a big misconception of what stewardship is. Because whenever we mention the word stewardship in church, the first thing you think about is bingo. But that's not what it is. And no, don't say it 100 times. I want you to realize that stewardship is not about money. Money flows because of our stewardship. But what we have to do is understand, what is stewardship? You see, it all comes back to how we get started with God. When we first came to God, we put a dependence on God. We were depending on God because of the fact that we've tried everything else, and then we finally gave God a shot. And when we did, we came and we put our dependence on God. And through us depending on God, what we have come to realize is that the more we depended on God, the more God made a way. And what did that do? That caused us to have, y'all, confidence. And through our confidence in God, what that in itself has done is it caused us to have faith and allow our faith to grow. And as our faith grows, what we realize is that because of our faith, the one thing we realize is that we understand the God that we serve is worthy. And since the God that we serve is worthy, that means that we find ourselves coming to church worshiping God. But not just at church, but wherever we are worshiping God. And then once we realize that we are worshiping God, we recognize that since I'm God's investment, God is calling me to service. So what we're seeing is that when we look at stewardship is truly about faith, worship, and service. But in order to get there, it's a process of realizing three things. The God we serve is about caring, handling, and managing. And since God is about caring, handling, and managing, God is the one who cares for us more than we'll ever care for ourselves. God is the one who has been handling us when we thought we were unhandleable. That's a word I just made up. And when we didn't know how to manage anything, God was managing our lives and getting us right. So what is happening here is understanding that stewardship is really about me. It's about how I am able to relate to God. It's about how I understand what God wants from me. How I recognize, where would I be if I did not have the Lord? And once I have that straight, then what happens into my life is that my life begins to flow. You see, my brothers and my sisters, God wants every child of God to have a flow in their lives. And what happens too often to our flow is that somehow a barrier gets put in there somewhere so that we cannot flow. And one of the barriers that happen is, as soon as you hear somebody talk about money, all of a sudden some folk throw a barrier up. money is just a result of your flow. And what we're going to do today, because I know the question is being asked, Deacon Alex, what does that have to do with what you just read? Deacon Elwood, I'm glad you asked. Y'all want to go take a look at this? Now, what we have to see is this. The writer of this psalm, some say the writer is David. Some say it's somebody else. But the heading for the psalm is prayer for help and thanksgiving for it. Praying for help and the thanksgiving for it. And some say it was David that wrote it. Others say it wasn't. But you know what? I'm not going to get stuck on who wrote it. I'm just glad it's there for us to read. Are you working with me? So since we're here to truly be blessed and to be filled and be inspired for the word of God, that becomes the ultimate understanding of why it's here. It's because it wants to make a difference in our lives. And when we look here at this verse, the verse starts off by saying, the Lord is my strength and my. The Lord is my strength. I got to deal with that first. It's not talking about, Brother Mo, how much I can lift at the gym. It's not talking about how many push-ups I can do. Oh, yeah, and I can hit that ball a good little ways, too. It's not about how far I can hit that golf ball. It's really about your strength that we get from the Lord. It's not, Brother Red, just a physical strength. Because we can see people who are dealing with depression, dealing with anxiety, dealing with psychological issues. But when you look at them, they look like physical specimens. But they are weak. Folk who are dealing with depression find themselves sleeping a lot, laying around a lot, because of the fact that the strength is bigger than the physical. The strength that God wants us to have is a strength that's got to come from within. It's got to come from within our minds and our hearts. And what are we thinking about? Because how you think will determine how you feel about yourself. How you think will determine how you feel about God. And what this writer here is letting us know, when he says, the Lord is my strength, it's not just the physical strength. Yes, God blesses us with the physical strength, but God blesses us to have that mental strength. Because have you ever had to deal with something in life when it felt like you was going through hell and high water? You didn't know if you was going to get through. You didn't know if God was going to make a way. You just didn't know what was going to happen. But when you decided to stand still and know that he is God, to know no matter what comes, I serve a God who has been blessing me. And no matter what comes, God is going to give me the. Oh, somebody. And it comes because of my relationship with God, my understanding of God. And once I understand who the God whom I serve, because of my dependence, on God, I've gained confidence in God. And through gaining confidence in God, I realize that my God is able, which means is that I'm stepping out on faith. So the one thing that happens is that when God gives us the strength and we're moving forward, I want you to know, Deacon Booth, there's always the enemy out there. The enemy ain't never excited when he see God blessing you. The enemy ain't never excited when the Lord has given you strength and you say, but she said, my strength is in the Lord. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the reason why I am where I am. If the Lord hadn't strengthened me, I couldn't get up and see another day. But since God has blessed me, I am where I am. And anytime you start talking about the confidence of who God is, I want you to know the enemy is now trying to attack you. But the thing I get excited about is that the Lord puts up a shield. So when the enemy comes to try to get you, The shield blocks the craziness. The shield gets in the way and the stuff that's trying to stop you. The shield is the one thing that allows you to move forward with the understanding that the Lord is my strength and the Lord will see me through. And I will continue to walk by and not by. You see, my brothers and sisters, this is what this is all about. If we're talking about having, being about stewardship, stewardship is about me. So I got to know where my strength comes from. I got to know where my shield is. And once I got those two together, you know what happens? In my heart. You see it, right? In him, my heart trusts. So what I'm saying is, Lord, I'm trusting on you. Because I've been depending on you. And through my dependence on you, Lord, you've been the one who's got me through this and you got me through that. It's you, Lord, that allows me to wake and see a new day of thy creation. It is you, Lord, who I have put my complete trust in. So what the psalmist is letting us know, that my faith is in nobody but God. And when I put my faith in God, I know that the Lord will see me through. Do I got anybody who understands that it's the Lord that is seeing you through? Do I got anybody who realizes, come hell or high water, I know that the Lord is the one who will make a way out of no way. I don't care about the storm. I know somebody who's going to get me through the storm. But check this out. When it says in him, my heart trusts. The reality is, what the psalmist is saying, in the very essence of who I am, what's inside of me that causes me to tick, I want you to know, God, I'm giving it to you. I'm trusting you with the thing that is most precious to me. You see, and the most thing that's precious to us is our hearts. How many folk in here have you given your heart and all folk did was break it? How many folk in here have you put complete trust in and you gave them your heart and you found out your heart was broken? You see, that's what happened to us in the world. Don't you know when every one of us came into God's house and surrendered to the Lord, we all came with a broken heart. We all came because of the fact that our hearts weren't right and we needed something to change. Don't you know that since we came to God broken, the Lord is the only one that healed us? Don't you know there is no better cardiologist than our Jesus? Don't you know that no matter how messed up your heart was and it seemed like it was about to stop beating, but God is the only one who was able to touch that heart and get it beating strong again? And since we know what the Lord has done for us, I don't know how any child of God can trust in anything else other than God. Because when you start trusting in God, God will guide you in everything else. You need to put some trust in. You see, but the problem with too many of us is that we start at the wrong place. Because when you start at the wrong place, there's no way for you ever to get it right until you get right with God. That's why we got to put our trust in God. And we put our trust in God by giving God our Does your heart need fixing? There is a heart fixer. Yeah, when you first came to him, you trusted him and you gave him your heart. So tell me, why would you ever take it back? Because there's nobody can do anything to us like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like, oh, somebody working with me. You see, so what the psalmist is saying is that we serve a God who is caring. And he will handle our hearts with care. He'll manage our hearts and massage our hearts and comfort our hearts and let us know that this too shall pass. If you trusted me on yesterday, go on and continue to trust me on today. When you know where I brought you from and where I'm taking you to, just continue to trust me. You see, my brothers and my sisters, the potential of what God wants to do in us is phenomenal. There is no limit on what our God can do in us. There's no limit in how far God can take us. There's no limit in how high you can go. There's no limit for how far you can reach. When we put our our trust in God and give God our hearts, I want you to know there is no limitation on what our God can do. You see, my brothers and my sisters, when you look at yourself, when you look at where you've come from, better yet, I ain't going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to tell you about a 19-year-old that somebody looked at him and told him he would never be nothing but a bum. And when I was told that at 19, I had two choices. I could have grabbed what they said and I could have owned it. Or I could have did something about it. You see, because of the fact that I realized that as long as I was trusting in myself and I was working with my heart would stay broken. But I thank God that one day he showed me the right way and I gave the Lord my heart and I've been trusting him ever since. He has not failed me. He has not turned his back on me. He has been there with me through thick and through thin. You see, that's my story. But I want you to know you also have your own story because you had to get to the point where you couldn't trust nobody but Jesus. Do I got any folk in this house who realize I can't trust nobody but God? And when I put my trust in him, doesn't he make a way? Doesn't he bless us? Doesn't he see us through? Somebody ought to go on and thank him right now, because our God is a mighty good God. You see, since the Lord is my strength and my shield, in him my heart trusts, then I know something else. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you know you got help. How is it that when we came to the Lord, when we first came to the Lord, when we came so toe up from the flow up, when we came so broken, when at that time we put our complete trust in God with everything, we ain't hold nothing back. But how is it that once we became mature, as we would think, quote unquote, why do we think we don't need God's help with this? If you first came trusting him with everything, and when you came trusting him with everything, you ain't really have much to trust him with when you came. Because you ain't have a whole lot to give. You ain't have a whole lot to do. Because when you came, God is the one who had to reshape you, remold you, and put you together and make you whole. And once God did that, you started realizing that God started allowing you to flourish. You started seeing how God allowed you to prosper, meaning to be successful. God was able to do things in you that you thought were not possible. And now that God has now elevated you and has now moved you forward, why would you think that the only person you got to depend on for help is yourself? How is it that we can get so high in the Lord that we forget about the one who got us up as high as we got? And because of that, we find ourselves trying to help ourselves. But what the psalmist here is reminding us, and for all of us to be reminded, is that guess what, y'all? We got help. Because he says right here, so I am helped. Do you understand what the psalmist is saying? I want you to know when you're moving forward on the strength of the Lord, and the Lord is your shield, and in him you put your heart, you trust in him. I want you to know that that right there is letting you know that you got help. You see, my brothers and my sisters, no matter how rough it is, you got help. Why? Because we have a God who is a sustainer, maintainer, and a provider. We have a God who will stick with us through thick and thin. We have a God who will make a way out of no way. You ever been through a situation you wasn't sure how you were going to get out of it? Have you ever been through something you wasn't sure who was going to be there to help you? It felt like you were there in isolation, but didn't the Lord show up right on time? Didn't the Lord open up some doors? Didn't the Lord make a way? Do I got any witnesses in God's house who truly understand it's nobody but God who has brought me this far, nobody but God who's going to take me all the way, because I realize that the Lord is my help. And since the Lord is my help, you know the one thing I'm going to do? And my heart exalts. Meaning that I'm going to rejoice. Meaning that I'm going to worship. You see, the whole concept of what we're looking at is that since the writer is letting us know that the Lord is his help, it causes his heart to rejoice. Which means is that he is understanding that the God whom he served is worthy. And since our God is worthy, that's why we worship. Because the word worship is transformed out of the word worthy. That's why we come to church and we worship, because our God is worthy. You see, because I know I wouldn't be where I am if it had not been for the Lord. So I am saying the Lord is what? Worthy. He has brought me too far for me to turn back now. That is letting me know that my God is what? Worthy. He keeps food on my table. He is what? Worthy. He keeps a roof over my head. He is what? Worthy. He keeps me in my right mind. Well, lets me know that he is what? Worthy. I know I might be dealing with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but the Lord is strengthening my health each and every day, so I know that my God is what? Worthy. You might be dealing with something right now, but that's all right, because my God is what? Worthy. Because I got faith in him. He's brought me this far. He's going to take me all the way. So that's why I come and I worship him. You see, my brothers and my sisters, what God is looking at and looking for are some folk who are going to come and truly worship him, because you understand that he has been good and that he is good all the time. He has been there with you through thick and through thin, because you have been moving by what? Faith. And you have seen that God is what? Worthy. So that's why I got to worship. That's why I don't care how folk might take deep breaths when you stand up and start shouting. I don't care how they roll their eyes at you. Because guess what? I don't care what you do. I know what God has done for me. So I got to worship him. Do I got any folk in God's house who understand that God is deserving of all our worship? Because he's brought us a mighty long way. He's doing something with us right now. Do I got a witness that knows this? You see, my brothers and sisters, when you know that God is worthy and that he is our help, we also realize something else, that God is expecting us to serve him. You see, because once you understand he's your help, that means that God's providing a service for you. And because he's providing a service for you, that means as a child of God, you ought to provide a service to him, which means is that you don't keep to yourself what God can do and what he will do. When you know what he's done for you, you got to tell somebody. When you know that he can do it and you've seen him do it in somebody else, you better what? Tell somebody. That's called service. That ain't you going around spreading folks' business. That's you spreading out what God can do. See, God is looking for some folk who are going to move forward by faith, folk who are going to worship, and folk who are going to give God what? Service. And if you tie those three in together, that all in a bundle is what stewardship is all about. And when we talk about stewardship, stewardship is tied in, y'all, to three things: caring, handling, and managing. Are you here truly understanding that concept? And it's not about what you do for others. You first got to know how to care for yourself. You got to first know how to handle yourself. You got to know how to manage what God has blessed you with. And then once you do that, then now you can go and you can what? Help somebody else. And as you're helping somebody else, you ain't putting up a false front. Whenever I'm moving forward, I'm moving forward with faith. And as I'm moving forward with faith, I can't do nothing but worship God. And as I'm worshiping God, I can't go out and do anything but give God service, because he is the one who is worthy of everything. And it's through my dependence on him, he's given me confidence. And through that confidence, I now have faith. I got to worship. And then I got to give God service. You see, my brothers and my sisters, what God wants you and I to understand, stewardship is about me. It ain't about nobody else. Stewardship's about me. It's about how I relate to God. And because of how I relate to God, it allows me to have a flow. You see, when I have a flow, because of my faith, because of my worship, and because of my service, I now have a flow. Now, don't go out here and try to make this a new line dance. Flow. Because I understand how good my God is. And because I now have a flow, I want you to know there's always things trying to interrupt your flow. And the things that tries to interrupt our flow is called, sin. Because as long as we're here on this earth, sin is always lurking. And whenever you sin, the sin is trying to put a barrier in your flow. But we ain't gonna let that barrier stay in our flow, because if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us of all unrighteousness. So rather than allowing that sin to become a barrier in my flow, when I confess it, I want you to know the sin is just removed and my flow just keeps on going. And as my flow keeps on going, and since I'm about faith, I'm about worship, and I'm about service, I want you to know that I start thinking about all that God has done for me, all that God is doing for me, and all God will do for me. It's going to cause me to do what the psalmist wrote here at the very end of verse number 7. He says, and with my song I give thanks to him. You see, I want you to understand, every child of God ought to have a song. It might not be a song that you wrote, but it's something that you sing and that you praise God with, because you come to realize that I got to sing my song. You might sing it not in a good key. You might sing it and sound terrible to everybody else. But guess what? I'm not singing the song to you. I'm singing the song to my God, because my God is worthy of my worship. My God is worthy of all that he has done. So that's why I'm moving forward in faith. That's why I'm adding service to my worship, because my God has been mighty good to me. Do I got any folk who don't mind worshiping God, who don't mind praising God? Because you know, where would I be if I did not have the Lord in my life? That's why I got to sing my song, because my God is worthy and he inhabits my praise. Do I got anybody in here who ain't concerned with what folks say about your singing voice? I might sing flat, I might not sound good to you, but I got to praise him. I got to sing my song to him, because he is worthy of it all. Do I got anybody who understands that, who don't mind doing that? Because our God is awesome. Somebody ought to say thank you. You see, my brothers and sisters, stewardship is about me. Because when I have a relationship with God, that's me letting God know, I recognize what you've invested in me. And when you initially invested in me, I wasn't worthy of being invested in. But what you were telling me was that I might not have looked good right then, but God, you already saw up ahead. And what you wanted me to see is the potential that exists within me. You see, my brothers and my sisters, in order for us to truly be good stewards and move forward in stewardship, you got to see your potential. You got to see your ability. Don't let haters tell you what you can't do when God has already told you what you can do. You see, my brothers and my sisters, there's always somebody who's trying to build a dam in the middle of your flow. But what you got to be willing to do is go on and break down the dam. Do I got anybody right now who wants to do this with me? If you want to do this with me, stand up right now. If you want to do this with me, stand up right now. I'm going to show you right now how we're going to break the dams that folk are trying to build in our lives. Lift up your right foot. And once you lift it up, just go on and put it down. Because I ain't going to let nobody build no dams around me. I'm not going to let nobody break my flow, because God has blessed me. And I'm not going to let nobody build no dams in what God has flowing in my life. Go on and break them. Go on and break it. Don't let nothing get in your way. Because that's called stewardship, is about me. You might as well stay standing. We get ready to shut it down. Stewardship is about me. You see, and since you know stewardship is about you, you got to understand something. God don't need no more part-timers. God don't want you to have some faith sometime. God don't want you to worship sometime. God don't want you to give service every now and then. God is looking for some full-time folk. Some folk who are going to be in there and stay with God through thick and through thin. You're not going to be a fair weather Christian. You're going to be with God through good times and bad times. Because guess what? God has been there with you through good times. Oh, somebody working with me. You know, I am thanking God for how he came. I'm thanking God for how he sent his son. And how his son came caring for us, handling us, and managing us. And he never gave up on us. You see, and that's what excites me about the God whom we serve. Stewardship is about
me.
And since I know it's about me, it's how I am truly turning over the totality of who I am and all that I am. I'm giving to God because God is the one who deserves everything I have. Because what is it that I have that I got without God? Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, Chester, we ain't going there. I'm talking about positive stuff. Stay with me. What is it that God has blessed us with that we gotta that we can't give him glory for? And I want you to understand something. Is that when you woke up this morning, it wasn't because of the alarm clock. Somebody gonna get there. It wasn't because of the alarm clock that you woke up this morning. You woke up this morning because the Lord strengthened you. Don't you know that when you got to church safely this morning, it wasn't because you are a good driver. It's because God was shield on you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you understand how good God is, you realize the totality of who you are is because God is blessing. Stewardship is about
me.
And all God has blessed me with. So anytime you hear stewardship, don't talk money or think it's just about money. Money is just in the flow. It's in the flow because of my faith, because of my worship, and because of my service, and because I got my flow. And then when you talk about giving, I ain't got a problem. You know why? Because everything that I have, the Lord has blessed me with. And whatever I give, the Lord is flowing in my life. So I know he's going to bless me with a little bit more. And as he blesses me with a little bit more, I'll be able to be a blessing even more to him. And guess what? He's going to make sure I have what I need. Even as I give a portion to him. Stewardship is about me and how I relate to God. Because there's no question how God relates to me. He's caring, he's handling, and he's managing. And what do I need to do? Have faith, worship,